the Lord. Amen. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you this morning. We are eternally grateful for this day that you have made. Oh, Father, we thank you so much for the fresh start you have given us today, because you told us that your mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Father, we thank you that we have gotten up this morning, Lord, to hear a fresh word. We thank you, oh God, for your servants, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, oh God, for their faithfulness to this call, for their obedience, and God, and just how you have kept them. And Lord, we just ask that blankets of favor, blankets of your love, blankets of your protection and comfort keep them. And oh God, we just ask that whatever their hands touch, let them prosper therein, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you so much for the D.A. Stanleyon family, and you know everything that's along their path. And we're asking that you make every crooked path straight and every rough place smooth. Keep them and bless them indeed. We thank you for our speaker who will bring a fresh word this morning that we can just feast on it. Lord, you know what they stand in need of. Use them mightily this morning, all of you and none of them. We give you praise. And now, Lord, we veto, cancel out, and just to let you serve notice on Satan that he nor any of his cohorts have any place on this call, because it has been saturated with the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We give you praise, and we call it done. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, you know, as I always say, from my heart to yours, I just love me some you. Go out and have a wonderful day as we experience that fresh start with the Lord. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. And thank you, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting. I call this lady this woman of hospitality. She's a prophetic woman this morning. I tell you, a blessing to the masses. We thank God for you being a part of the TMC family and giving us that wonderful tag this morning, Get a Fresh Start in the Lord Friday. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell. I'm residing here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, where the weather is stormy and raining. I'm telling you, it is coming down out there. But I give God glory for another day, another season, another chance to give him the glory. And if this is your first time here on the Master's Call, we give you a special welcome to the Master's Call. We call it our telecommunications sanctuary, and we are here every Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Central, 8 a.m. Eastern, 5 a.m. Pacific time. Now, if this is your first time, I'm going to give you just a little history about us. We're so thankful to God that this call started back in 2010 in October through two wonderful women of God. I tell you, they are so blessed by the Lord, and they said yes, and we are so grateful that they did. They are none other than our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle. Now, this call was established on that scripture, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we have a mission statement, and we know that it has definitely been a blessing. It holds so true here on the Master's Call. It is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And so we invite you, because a lot of times a lot of people are being transformed. They say, "Oh yes, I want to give the Lord my heart and my soul." And so people get saved on this call as well, and we're so thankful for that. So invite your family, your friends, your coworkers, your neighbors, and tell them this is a great way to start their day. Now, we also encourage you to go to our website. It is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. All the messages have been archived on that site, as well as the bios of our speakers. And then you'll notice that our theme for the year is in 2017, by faith, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. Now, we're so thankful to God that he's just faithful. He's a faithful God. And we know that he's faithful to bring new people to the call. So if you feel led of the Lord, don't be shy. You feel led of the Lord to be a part of this ministry and you want to greet as Minister Willa did, we have an opening for you. If you want to host, which is what I'm doing, hey, we want to hear new voices. And then you even may have a word from the Lord, and we are so open to hear what God has stored and placed inside of you. So send that information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will contact you. Now, you can also send your praise reports as well as your prayer requests to that site. But today is Friday, so we will personally take your prayer requests as well as your praise reports in the second half of our call today. Now, God has blessed us, many of us, to be a part of this phenomenal, phenomenal company. I call it the best health and wellness company on this side of heaven, and it is Artist International. We're now under the umbrella of Artist Life. It's been in existence over 26 years, so we have been thankful to the Diaz de Leon family who started this company, and I tell you, it's carried over into over 70 countries. Isn't that powerful? 70 countries, and we still haven't touched the surface. So we definitely want people to help us spread the word with what these awesome, awesome health and wellness products are doing, helping people with their health. Now, we're also excited that we are getting ready to go to our Artists United Conference, which will be held in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Monte Carlo Hotel, and that's going to be September 22nd through the 24th. And the 22nd, Friday night, we will be having a presentation. So if you have anybody in the area, invite them to that so they can see what our company is all about. And then we'll be in sessions all day Saturday and Sunday morning. We're going to give God the glory, the praise, and the honor because we are having church. Yes, we are. So we want you to be in a place because our very own doctor, I call her doctor, but Pastor LaVonya Lewis will be our speaker that morning, and we're so excited because we know God is going to show enough, show up, and show out, which he always does. So get yourselves registered. Go in your back office and register for that Artists United Conference. Well, okay, I'm getting out of the way because we have a powerful woman of God who's getting ready to minister to us. She has this theme, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. She stands on that word, Matthew 6:33, a devoted servant of God, daughter, sister, proud auntie, and she loves to pray, teach, and share the love of God with others, especially young people. Yes, she used to be our prayer general, a wonderful woman of God. She was, she is an Artist International distributor. She's a living testimony to live a victorious life in Christ Jesus. She loves to share the love of God with others, and she said, you can be all God said you can be because there's nothing impossible to them that believe. And we're talking about Minister Robin B. Wilson, a woman of God who shares with everyone she meets. She has a smile that will light up a room. And while she's seeking God and his righteousness, he's downloading a word. He's downloading prophecy. He's downloading words of encouragement. She's ordained licensed minister, an elder at Faith Fellowship Ministries World Outreach Center in New Jersey. She's serving in many capacities of leadership roles. She's a Bible teacher. She's a businesswoman as well as inspired mentor to many. I tell you, she's a woman of God that has given her life to the Lord and shared with so many where the young people have given their life to Christ. That is powerful, and it is awesome. She's a committed woman of God, a blessed woman of God, a woman we love and so delighted that she is a part of the TMC family. I'm introducing to some and presenting to others none other than our very own Minister Robin B. Wilson of New Jersey. Are you there, Minister Robin?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Brenda?
Yes, I can, woman of God. Take it away.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you so much for the warm introduction. Next time you can leave a lot of that off. But thank you. I so love you. And I love the TMC family. And I love my Dr. PK. And I love my Dr. Vanessa. And I love, 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 love my Lord, my King. So good morning to each one of you. And it's such an honor. It's such a privilege, and I don't take it lightly. And I say thank you to the co-founders of the Master's Call. And I say thank you to you, because you have come to this call to hear from our King, to tell us about your praise reports, your prayer requests, and all the good things God is doing in your life. So you, too, deserve a thank you. And most importantly, Father, you are awesome. You rock. You are worthy. We extol your greatness. Thank you for the best gift that we could ever get, your son Jesus, who gave his life for us. Lord Jesus, you didn't leave us by ourselves. You gave us the Holy Spirit. So we are blessed, and we just want to extol your name in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, family, I'm so glad to be here. I'm so glad to just talk about our King. And the title of my message is Praise Him. Praise Him. He is so worthy. He is so awesome. He is so good. All we're going to do is just praise Him. One of the people that I like to read about, and this was a man of faith. His name is Smith Wigglesworth, and he loved God. He was a man on fire. He saw signs and wonders, miracles, you name it. It all happened during his lifetime. And I'm praising God because the same thing is happening, will happen, and continue to happen in our lifetime. So I want you to just listen to something that he said. He said, singing and making melody in your heart unto the Lord. Praise is God's sunlight in the heart. I like that. It destroys sin germs. That's right. When you praise God, it's destroying all those germs. It ripens the fruits of the Spirit. It is the oil of gladness that lubricates life's activities. There can be no holy life without it. It keeps the heart pure. It keeps the eye clear. Praise is essential to the knowledge of God and his will. Yes, it is. The strength of a life is the strength of its song. TMC family, the strength of our life is the strength of our song to our King. When the pressure is heavy, that is the time to sing. Hallelujah. Pressure is permitted to strengthen the attitude and spirit of praise. It takes a man, it takes a woman, it takes a child to sing in the dark when the storm and the battle are raging. And it is such singing that makes the man, that makes the woman, that makes the child. I added all of that. But glory to God, praise, praise, praise. 1 Thessalonians 5:16, it says, rejoice, always pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. We're going to rejoice. We're going to pray without ceasing. We're going to give him thanks no matter what is going on. And you know what? In everything, we're going to give thanks. In the midst of the trial, in the midst of any type of attack that may be occurring or brewing or stewing. And when you feel like that enemy's trying to lift his ugly face, praise your God. Praise him in the midst of it. Don't give him any place in your life. Don't give in to the pressures that may be occurring. Don't give in to the sickness. Praise your God no matter what. Turn the tables around on the situation. Speak the word of God over the situation. Praise stills that avenger. He got to shut up in the name of Jesus. When there are pressures going on, put the enemy in his place. He's under your feet. Don't have a conversation with him. He has no say, no place in your life. Praise your God because praising him is loving him. Praise your God because praising him, you can worship him. Praise your God because the enemy can't stand it. Praise him because he's good. Praise him because he's just. Praise him because he's holy. Praise him because it truly is the joy, the joy, the joy of the Lord is your strength. When you praise him, it honors him. When you praise him, it will deliver you no matter what you're going through, no matter what your child is going through, no matter what your family said, you will be set free. Praising him, it's your voice. It's the voice. It's the voice that is saying, no matter what, my God is in charge. No matter what, he's providing all of my needs. No matter what, I'm victorious in and through Christ Jesus. When you praise him, it is releasing the angels to go forward, and they got to work on your behalf. Just imagine, they're working on your behalf. When you are praising him, that wall of resistance, let's say if that is occurring in your household, at your place of employment, wherever it is, that wall got to come down. It has to come down. So we're going to praise him no matter what. When you praise him, it is dispelling darkness. Depression has to go in the name of Jesus. In Hebrews, the 13th chapter, verses 15 through 16, it says, therefore by him let us continually offer up the sacrifice of praise to God. And that's the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. You got sweet fruit on your lips, family, and we're giving thanks to him. And when we are sacrificing, when we are praising our Lord, we don't think about what's going on in our lives because praise is so strong. Praise is so solid. Praise will saturate all the bitterness and make it go away. Praise turns up the victory that's occurring or will occur. Hallelujah. So sing unto him. Praise him. Love him. Love him because of your salvation. Love him and praise him because he gave us the Holy Spirit to live with us. Praise him because he is your king. Because he's not going to leave you nor forsake you. All those things that David went through, no matter what it was, how he was being persecuted, how Saul wanted to kill him, how his children even turned against him. That's why that man was able to write almost all of the book of Psalms. He praised God no matter what. He even said, when I'm in the depths, when it looks like I'm in hell, when it looks like all these things that are coming against me, when it looks like I can't even breathe, I'm going to praise you, Lord. So So you too say, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, even though we're not moved by feelings, but come on, let's be real. We got feelings. No matter what, we're going to praise him. We're going to praise him because he's our healer. We're going to praise him because he's our sanctifier. We're going to praise him because he's the shepherd that is watching over us. We're going to praise him because he's our provider. Don't get upset about the debt. Ask God to give you a plan. Ask him for the favor that he's giving you. He'll help you get out of it. You're going to praise him because the joy, again, of the Lord, it's your strength. He is the author and he is the finisher of your faith. Praise him for that. He began it. He's going to end it. Hallelujah. Praise him, praise him, praise him, no matter what. I can go on and on and on because our God is good. But I'll continue and I'll give you some more nuggets. We're going to praise him because today is Friday. We're going to praise him because we have an opportunity to be able to pray for others. We're going to praise him because we're going to rejoice today when we hear the testimonies on part two of our call. We're going to praise him because we are alive. We're going to praise him because we can even just say the word praise. Glory to God. Praise him. That's just it. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Can you hear me, Minister Robin?
I can.
Amen, amen. Yes, we're going to praise him, praise him, praise him. He is worthy to be praised. Thank you so much for that powerful message this morning. And all I can think of is that song, Praise is What I Do. I praise the Lord today for you giving us that powerful message. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we glorify you, we honor you, we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory for being God all by yourself. We thank you, Lord, for every person on this call that listened to this powerful message to praise in every circumstance. We thank you for this minister, our powerful woman of God, Minister Robin. We thank you, Lord, that she empowered us this morning, Lord, with the words of encouragement that we can praise you in any given situation. We thank you, Father, that you have already given us the victory. So I ask you in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you continue to empower Minister Robin, that you bless her going out, bless her coming in, bless everything, everywhere her hands, her feet tread and whatever she touches. I thank you, Father, for blessing her going out, her coming in. Thank you for blessing her surroundings, blessing her household, Lord God, blessing her family in its entirety. We thank you, Father God, that you have strengthened her, you have kept her, and you have protected her from all harm and danger. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, for greater things are coming forth in her life, Lord God. And we thank you in advance for what you're doing, Lord God, as you're empowering her even the more. We thank you, Father, for your word going forth, never returning void, but always accomplishing what you sent it to do. So we thank you, Father God, for Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. We glorify you, Father, for Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, Father, for these women of God who said yes. Thank you for Mother Josie. Thank you, Father, for all that are on this call. We give your name the glory for Artist Life, Lord God, and the Diaz De Leon family. We give your name the glory, Lord, for the United Conference that's taking place coming up in September. We know, Father, that your anointing is overtaking the place as we speak. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for blessing all our going out and blessing our coming in. We ask that you strengthen those that are sick and ill, Lord. We call them healed and whole by the blood of the Lamb. And we thank you for restoring those that have lost loved ones, for comforting them like never before. We give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor for what you're doing this day, what you're about to do. And, oh, Lord, we thank you for what you have done. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Well, of course, you can hear this powerful message and share it with somebody that they can listen to it all weekend long. That number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. Okay, and one thing that I didn't get to mention to you is that we do have the new morning motivational call, and it's held right after this call every Monday through Friday. Today it will be Platinum Friday, where our very own Platinum President Anastasia Lewis gives us vital information on the products and how we can progress in this company. And I give God glory for each and every one of you staying on this call, because we do have a part two, and we want to share with you. We want to rejoice with you in your praise reports, as well as pray with you in your prayer requests. So I just want to also remind you, if you want to register for the United Artists Conference, go in your back office and register, because they definitely want to get a count of how many people are planning on attending, and quite a few of us are excited and ignited, as one lady would say, and we're so thankful that you're doing it and you're following suit. So, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, get with the person that invited you on the call, and they'll tell you more about this awesome company. Well, also, I also want to share with you that we do have the master's call Monday through Friday, so get with the person. Share this with somebody. Let them know that this is a great way to start their day. I want to thank our very own Minister Willa, the prophetic lady, the lady that has the heart of hospitality. Thank you for seating and greeting everyone this morning with the love of the Lord in your heart. And thank you again, Minister Robin, for sharing with us that powerful message that we should always praise the Lord. So would you please come and close out our first half of this this section of our call, and then we will turn it over to our wonderful, awesome leader and co-founder, our very own Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon out of Prairie View, Texas. Would you come, Minister Wilson?
Can you hear me, Minister Brenda?
Yes, I can, woman of God. Go right ahead.
Thank you so much, Father, for choosing us, telling us that we are a chosen generation, Lord. We are a royal priesthood. We are a holy nation, and we're your special people. And you told us to proclaim your praises. We're going to praise you, Lord. Thank you for calling us out of darkness into your marvelous light. We praise you for that. In Jesus' name.
Amen, amen, amen. This is Pastor Vanessa, and I tell you, Minister Robin, thank you for that awesome word. Oh, you brought in the power of God, and that comes every time you stop and praise him. And as we praise the Lord this morning, all his glory showed up and is showing out in our lives. So thank you on this Friday. To remind us, no matter what, as you kept saying, we got to choose to praise him. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for that anointed word today. Thank you, Minister Brenda, for hosting our call today. Prayer General, we so appreciate you, all you do, stepping in, stepping up for us. You are loved and so appreciated. And to our definite praying machine, Minister Willa up there in Tampa, thank you for greeting and with the spirit of love and hospitality, seating all of our listeners on this telecommunication sanctuary on this Friday. Thank you, ladies, for all you do. I praise God. I praise him for each and every one of you choosing to be a part of this TMC family. Well, the queue is open. And as Minister Brenda said, each and every Friday, our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, and myself consider it an honor and a privilege to have you. Let us lock in agreement with you for your prayer request. We want to celebrate with you on the praise report. So this is your time. Hit star 6, then 1, and it will bring you into the queue. And we would love to hear your prayers. One prayer we do have, we are so grateful. One of our fellow TNT prayer warriors, Minister Kai, had minor surgery yesterday and colonoscopy, and they found some things, but everything looks to be okay, and she is recovering. So we want to keep Minister Kai in prayer as she is recovering from surgery. And so I just praise God that all went well. We're just going to continue to lift her up. We're also praying for our upcoming Artists United conference that is going to be September 22nd through the 24th at the Monte Carlo Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. And that Sunday morning, we're already praying for that anointed church service. We are so honored and blessed. We have had Pastor LaVonya Lewis has been a part of this call since the beginning, and she was born and raised right there in Las Vegas. So I'm so glad she accepted our invitation to bring the word in her home place, her hometown at the Monte Carlo there while we're there Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. And for those of you making flight reservations, we're asking you to try to take a flight after 12 so you have plenty of time to have church and then get onto the airport and get back home after we know what will be an awesome weekend. So we're praying earnestly for our Artists United conference and all that is involved in that. And that includes praying in the finances, asking us to be disciplined. I loved how Ms. Genevieve said, come on now, put those $5 aside every other day or so. We have money in our pocket. Start the change drawer. You still have time. Do what it takes. Make your reservation. Step out on faith. And the time off to come and all those things that need to be taken care of here at the house. And we just believe in God. All things work in decency and order. We're definitely lifting up the corporate office as they are feverishly planning, organizing for this conference, that it will be the best ever. And we've watched, as the old saints say, these last couple of conferences have gotten gooder and gooder and gooder. And we know it's to the glory of God that that has happened. So we are asking you all to keep all these things in earnest prayer, earnest prayer. So I see our silver fox has hopped in the queue. Good morning, Ms. Jackie. What is your prayer request or praise report this morning?
Well, good morning, Pastor Vanessa. I
good
just
morning.
Want to get, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, yesterday I had my surgery.
And so I
am recuperating at my daughter's home right now. And there was some few difficulties during the surgery, but all is well. And I just thank you all for your prayers. Continue to lift me up. I'm not going to stay on here long because I'm a little drugged right now. So I want to make sure that I don't fall out on you. But
yes, we want to make sure that, yeah, I remember we lifted you up on Wednesday, Tuesday. So we will continue praying for you and calling your name out also. Amen. All right, go on to go back to sleep and get some rest. And we'll definitely be checking in with you later.
Thank you and love you all.
Love you too. All right, is it anyone else who has a prayer request or a praise report? Hit star 6, then 1. Just so excited when I look on the board and see some folks and faces that we have not seen. We are definitely wishing today our former President Barack Obama a happy birthday, and I'm wishing my daddy a happy birthday in heaven. I know he's having a good birthday every day there in heaven. So today is a special day where we pray that our former president, which I know many of us miss, is having an awesome day today. All right, well, no one else is coming to the queue, so we're going to go on and enter prayer. that message today was like a continual prayer that is just such a blessing. And I'm just on fire from that awesome word from our minister, Robin, today. So let's pray. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you, thank you, thank you for all you're doing in us, through us, and for us. We are so excited for that word today. Just simple two words to remind us the bigness, the awesomeness, the majestic and mighty power that you possess, just to praise you, Father, to give you the intense adoration that you and only you deserve. We thank you for the woman of God, the mouthpiece who brought the message. We ask you to pour back virtue into Minister Robin as she so freely poured out to us. Thank you that even with work and busy schedules, she makes the time and takes the time to come on this call and share her heart with us. Father, reward her for her faithfulness and her diligence to this call as our prayer warrior for a season. And now in this new season in her life, we thank you for this word that she has deposited into us today. Bless her in the areas you know she desires with family, with relationships, with her nephews, Father, with just her job. We just ask you to intervene and give her the victory, the peace, and the power. Now, Father, we just thank you for our dear Silver Fox. We send words of healing to her body right now, to Kai, Minister Kai, there in Norcross. And we ask you to touch these true daughters of Zion. We send the Jehovah Rapha healing virtue to their bodies. We call them the healed. We call them the whole in you. I just thank you from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. There's a Holy Ghost blood transfusion going on, and I thank you that they do allow their bodies time to rest and recuperate. You have your way in their lives. I thank you for their diligence to want to love you and serve you and trust you. And so we ask as a TMC family to keep them covered in prayer. Now, Father, we just thank you also for this upcoming Artists United Conference. We call it blessed. We call it successful. We praise you for your hand upon this company and upon this conference. We're already praying for provision, for the vision, and for the promise that many and all who desire to be there in Las Vegas, September 22nd through 24th. Father, you make a way out of no way. You bring in provision, Father. You give the days off. You bring in the finances. You have all the family situations covered. And we just thank you in advance. And we pray for that corporate office as Jose and Angelica and the Alejandre and his wife, Elvia, and all those who just so tirelessly plan, prepare, Alfredo working to make this the best conference ever. We thank you for your divine intervention. Just continue to strengthen and keep them. We just pray for favor, 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 and that as we are preparing to come, as we're pressing to set goals, new records, to new presidents to walk across that stage. We just thank you, your kingdom come, your will be done. And we just are covering it, covering it, covering it in prayer, all the way to our Pastor Lavanya, sealing it off with a timely word that will be a blessing to all. Now, Daddy God, I just thank you for what you're doing in this company, your hand upon Alfredo, Elvia, Alejandre, and I just thank you for this season of fresh leadership. We lift up the Flanagans and Platinum President Anastasia and Executive President Candy as we feel your presence and your power with this company. Had it not been for the prayers of the righteous, for the intercession that has gone forth, we know through this storm, through these challenges, this company has stood because of your divine intervention. Father, next month makes 27 years of the faithfulness of you to Antonio Diaz de Leon. But Father, he's desired, he's decreed, and we're declaring we are a $1 billion company. So we call in the new blood, the new distributors, the new workers that want to come in, not just for finances, but to change the quality of life of so many, to increase, yes, the wealth of even more, to save lives from these products. I just thank you. There's some people out there who've been praying for a better way to get off those dead-end jobs. We've been praying for financial relief so they can have more time, quality time with their families. They have been praying for a natural, healthy solution to health challenges. And, Father, we know we are the solution. We are the answer. So order our feet. Let us not grow weary in well-doing. And as the masters call family, let us continue to undergird this company in prayer, to pray diligently, determinedly, and always the destiny of great success for this company, to speak a spirit of unity. Artists united, we prophesy to the winds. Artists united, we decree in the heavenlies is established on earth. Artists united. We thank you that as we move in one accord, one spirit, one voice, as one company, absolutely no weapon formed against us can prosper. So I thank you as we learn today, reminded today, as we continue to praise you, Daddy God, as we continue to lift up your name, as we continue to activate the atmosphere to dispatch the ministering angels to say the word, what you say about us, and we are overcomers. And we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. But the word of our testimony is that we can do, we are doing, and we will continue to do all things through you, Christ, who strengthens us. We thank you, Father God, that this company is consumed with your presence and your power. We will always boldly decree that we're a Christian health and wellness company. We'll be that light in dark places. We'll embrace the mantle of the minister in the marketplace. So as we, the masters call, pray your will into this company every day, as we, the masters call, keep single-eyed focus on the mission to be the intercessors, to stand in the gap and make up the hedge, as we, the masters call, family, understand we're the frontline warriors that pray, that intercede, that war in the heavenlies, and speak loud, cry loud, and spare not. The midwives that are birthing your kingdom come, your will be done. I thank you for the diligence and the consistency of so many on this line, that you will bless them because they have chosen early in the morning to get up and seek your face and to be on this call regularly, to come and eat and meditate and chew on your word and have the sweet koinonia fellowship with one another to strengthen our faith muscles and keep us reminded of the bigger why of we are part of artist life, because it is about building the kingdom through health and creating the generational wealth. So today, Father God, as we have chosen to praise you, as we go out today, all through the weekend, until we come again, with all that we do, even when we see a problem, we're going to praise you, knowing you have the solution. When we see that others may want to enjoy conflict and confusion, we're going to praise you and have your spirit of reconciliation and unity flood in our hearts. Father, when we got to lay hands on our own selves and keep encouraged and not grow weary in well-doing, we're going to choose to praise you and know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Oh, today we're encouraged. Today we're excited. We've been edified by this word. And so as we have activated the heavens through interceding according to your word, we don't have to wait till the battle's over. We're shouting now that we win. We win because we love you. We win because we trust totally in you and only on you. We are not going to give up or give out. We've caught a fresh wind today through your word, and we're ready to go out and talk to new people. We're ready to go out and stay firmly focused with the faith of God in our heart. And we thank you, Father, that these prayers are not just said, but they're heard. And according to Isaiah 55:11, not one word, not one syllable returns void. But we thank you that we know you have heard and have answered our prayers. Now we seal it by the blood of Jesus. We seal it according to your word, and we decree and declare, according to the authority you've given us as believers, that it is done, and it is so. Amen, amen, and amen. Love each and every one of you so much. Thank you for being a part of this great call. Thank you again, Minister Robin, for that phenomenal, awesome, anointed word. Praise him. You know when you get off this call, as you go through your day, the devil's going to try to throw a fiery dart, but you're going to pull up that shield of faith and remember that word today. You're going to choose to praise him. Have a great one. Goodbye and be blessed. Bye-bye.